Thank you, Vaughn, for taking us around the world in less than 2 minutes. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It's time for something that I absolutely love on Hard Facts.
If you earn a living, you probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogu and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I was spent on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
Balogu and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
This is the realest business show on the radio. On Balogu and Broad, we talk about how the issues in the news affect businesses of all sizes and the people who work for these businesses. Which was worse for business? Naira note scarcity or COVID lockdowns? Which was worse for business, Naira note scarcity or COVID lockdowns? We're continuing our coverage of the Naira redesign and note swap. I'm asking this question because of something that the governor of Kano State said, Governor Abdullahi Ganduje. But before we get to what he said, here's today's business hard fact. According to the central bank, the Naira redesign has reduced cash in circulation from 2.7 trillion Naira to 900 billion Naira in 2 months. So the policy has removed about 1.8 trillion Naira worth of, Nairas from the streets. 66%. So for every 3,000 Naira in cash circulating 2 months ago, we only have 1,000 Naira today. When you think about it that way, you have to look at the number of cash-only businesses 2 months ago. Have two-thirds of them been able to switch to e-payments and cards? Have two-thirds of their customers adjusted? If they haven't adjusted, it means that there are lots of transactions that are no longer happening. And if that's the case, it means that businesses may be taking a serious hit. At least that's what Governor Ganduje thinks. Ganduje hates the Naira redesign. He has been dragging the president, dragging the CBN because of it. On Monday, he launched a relief program for poor households affected by the lack of cash. And at the launch, he compared the current situation to the COVID-19 pandemic and its effects on the economy and its effects on businesses. He said, quote, "We will not stop blaming the CBN for this economic blunder. We love our people. Therefore, anything that will disturb their well-being must be rejected till proper channel and good time are put forth. We didn't invite this situation, neither did we pray for it, and therefore we don't welcome it at all. We gave similar palliatives during the COVID-19 days, and today our citizens are being faced with COVID-23 caused by the CBN. We earlier thought it was a simple disease, but unfortunately it turned out to be a very serious virus going viral. The virus coming from the CBN has affected all our commercial banks, our POS, our ATMs, and all other things associated with this. Being the most popular state in the country, we are most affected by this unfortunate development." End quote. Those are the words of Ganduje Abdullahi from Kano State. On Balogun and Broad, we have asked a lot about this Naira scarcity's effect on businesses. We have talked a lot about this Naira scarcity effect, how this Naira scarcity has affected businesses. During the pandemic, Hard Facts also spent a lot of time talking about the trade-offs during lockdown. You know, how do you balance public health and economic impact? You lived through both of them. So you've lived through lockdown, you lived through pandemic, and you're living through this Naira scarcity now. You owned a business during lockdown. You own a business during this period. You are running a business through both. You've run a business through COVID-19 lockdown. You're running a business through this Naira shortage. You have worked in one business or the other through these two instances, these two incidents, the COVID-19 pandemic and now the Naira scarcity. So the only person that can answer this question is you, the business owner, or you who's working for a business. You're the one that can answer this question for me. Which one had a worse impact on business? COVID-19 or this Naira scarcity? You're the only one that can answer for me, honestly, because you're the owner of the business, you're the worker in the business, and this show essentially is for you to talk about your business. So in your opinion, as a business owner, as somebody who works for a business, which one had a worse impact on business? COVID-19 or Naira note scarcity? Why? You can talk to me about your specific sector, your specific industry, or you can talk to me about the business ecosystem in general. I just want to know which one you think, in your opinion, has had a worse business impact, the Naira note scarcity or the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns. 01465-7190. That's for women to call me on. 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Mercy calling from Ikorodu.
Mercy, in your opinion, which one was worse for business?
So, as a laundry lady, so I think the COVID lockdown was worse for my own business.
Okay.
But during that lockdown, people are not going out. So, you know, when people are not going out, they don't use much of their clothes.
Yes.
Well, this one, this Naira scarcity, at least people will still be out on the street to struggle to see how they will
cash. Cash,
you understand? So, for me, that COVID was... Because there is no turnout that time at all on my own service. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Mercy. Thank you very much for being very specific about your own business. Thank you for calling and sharing. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Tosin.
Hi, Tosin. Welcome.
Thank you. I think COVID-19 is worse.
Okay.
I think COVID-19 is worse because during COVID-19, people lost their job. People were not able to go out.
Okay.
I think there are scarcity. You can still do transfer.
Okay.
Things are better. So I would say COVID-19 is worse, in my own opinion.
Okay. All right. Thank you for calling, Tosin, to share. 99.3. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Smith, Victoria.
Good to have you on the show, Victoria. What do you think?
I'm calling from Badagry.
Welcome. What do you think?
So me... This Naira lockdown is worst.
Okay.
It's worst because during the lockdown, I still sell market. People, because I sell foodstuff provision, people still come to buy market and I still have small money. But this one, even though you have the money in the bank, you cannot even go and withdraw. No way. In my area here now, you use money to withdraw and even to see the money. Like today, I've been looking for money. Like, in fact, I don't know. Just to even get, I was looking for 10,000 naira to withdraw. They said, no, they cannot give me 10,000 naira, only 5,000 naira. So, and I pay 5,500 to withdraw 5,000 naira.
Okay.
And it was hell to even see that 5,000 naira.
Okay.
So this Naira lockdown is worse.
It's worse. All right. Victoria from Badagry, thank you for calling. She's a provision seller. She says, as far as she's concerned, the Naira scarcity is worse. 99.3.
Sandra, good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon, ma. What's your name?
My name is Blessing. I'm calling from Orenga Island.
Blessing, which one do you think is worse?
Honestly, COVID-19 is worse.
Okay.
honestly, it's worse because I cannot even travel during this time of COVID-19.
Okay.
And at the same time, again, I was down with the same COVID-19. So oh. I don't even pay to see that year again.
Oh.
Honestly.
Oh.
That time is worse. You can't travel. But this time, I can't travel. If you want to buy something, you can make transfer. You can do anything that you want. Mm. So that time is worse and it will not repeat again.
Okay. Oh. Okay. Amen. Thank you for calling, Blessing. Blessing said to not repeat again in Jesus' name. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Thank you for... Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
I'm Esther from Aja.
Esther, which one do you think was worse on business?
COVID-19 is worse.
Okay.
During the COVID-19, you can't go out.
Okay.
You can't meet with people, even in the church. They'll give you space before you can see them. But this one, we can still go out. We can still make exchange of money and buy things. Even if the money.
Oh, no. Okay. So, again, I'm asking about the impact on business. Which one was worse for business? Naira note scarcity or COVID lockdown? Which one is worse for business? Which one was worse for business? Eh? That's the question I'm asking you. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
Chinyewa. Yeah,
welcome, Chinyewa.
Yeah, Sandra, please, I observed something and I really want to let you know.
Okay.
The news today, tell Yvonne, I don't know whether his microphone is not placed well on her mouth. We're not hearing it very well.
You can't hear her well. Okay, thank you for the observation.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
Yeah. I'm Byron the man.
Who?
This is Byron on the line.
Byron, welcome.
Yeah. For me, although COVID-19 is worse, in all reality, most of it, it's because of my symptoms and all that.
Byron, you're sounding really muffled.
Hello?
You're sounding muffled.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, it's much better.
Okay, I thought COVID-19 is worse in the sense of this. But, I mean, this time around, this Naira issue is not for something. Yes, it's not for I'm talking about all ecosystem issues. Because you have, as I'm talking to you now.
Which one is your ecosystem? Which one is your ecosystem now?
Yeah.
What industry?
On business, generally. You understand? On business, ecosystem, that's what I mean. I'm listening to you now. Do you know what's coming to my mind?
What?
Because I'm actually searching for a POS center, you know, where I can. I have the money now in my account. I have my a lot of ATM.
What business? What business do you do?
No, I'm into logistics and supply.
Okay, and you're saying that this you're saying that which one was worse for the logistics business, COVID lockdown or Naira redesign? Which one is worse for the logistics business?
Of course, that's why I said the COVID-19 restrictions. You know, go out and things like that. But now that's why it's worse frustrating in larger sense of it, because you know the finally came part of my business has to do with the informal sector.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Because, you know, like for instance, you have organizer out there, you have mechanic out there, you have all these people, and you have some freight people, all these career people like that, allow you and things like that over there. You know, they will cluster, they mobile up in the value chain. This one will say, okay, I know, go and bring cash. And you don't get one thing done before the other. You know, your delivery will be hampered. It's frustrating.
Okay. Frustrating, Bayo says. I don't know what's happening with Bayo's call, but I couldn't really make out what he was saying. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, this is Mr. Nelson calling from Festac.
Welcome, Mr. Nelson from Festac. What was your business? What is your business and which one has been worse for it?
Let me just say something.
Okay.
The program you just ended before this one, how to deal with miscarriage.
Mm-hmm.
Should have just told us it's a repeat broadcast. It is a repeat broadcast because I'm always listening to your program. This is that one you played today. It's a repeat broadcast. It is not a fresh program. Are you with me?
Okay.
At least I am right.
Okay.
It was not indicated so that people will know that it's a repeat broadcast. It's a good program. I enjoyed it. Now, during lockdown. I prefer lockdown than this time around because the money is still there. Here, I don't sell 1,005 cash every day in the shop. I have about 4 shops. People will do transfer that will not go. You keep them for hours. They will collect your phone number. They will. By the time you call them, you don't see that money. I know how much I have lost. There are transfers that do not go. We are not ripe for this thing yet. It is not everything that you buy with cash that you can do transfer on. They should allow us to. This thing it will manifest with time. You don't just force people to start doing transfer. There are so many, even in this Lagos, in all sincerity, Sandra, there are people that don't have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are people that don't have a phone. How do they? How will they transact?
Okay.
I go to the filling station to buy fuel. They refuse to take ATM. They refuse to take transfer. How do I buy? They will tell you they want cash.
Mm.
Yes, it is happening. The last fuel I bought, I had to buy it with cash.
I'm asking, however, so for you who has several shops, right?
Yeah.
Which one has been worse for your business, the scarcity or COVID lockdown?
The scarcity.
All right, Nelson, thank you very much for calling. We've got messages on WhatsApp. Let me take a look at some of them. Ugeze from Satellite Town said, COVID-19 made me spend 5 months unplanned in the village. Worst nightmare. Naira redesign remains a lesser evil. All right. Giwa from Ikorodu says, for me, this cash swap period is worse than COVID-19 because cash was readily available, unlike now that it seems that there's a conspiracy by the financial institutions to deprive people of their own funds, especially for some emergency issues. All businesses and people generally feel the negative side of the new policy. Even failed and wrongly debited transactions are taking a very long time to be rectified. Giwa from Ikorodu with that message. If you just tuned in, I'm asking which one was worse for business, Naira note scarcity or COVID lockdown? And the reason that I'm asking that question is because you have Abdullahi Ganduje saying that this policy, this Naira redesign is worse than COVID-19. And I wonder if that's a sentiment you agree with. On Monday, he launched a relief program for poor households affected by lack of cash in Kano. And at that launch, he compared the current situation to the COVID-19 pandemic and the effects that the COVID-19 pandemic had on the economy and on businesses. And like I said, when we started the show, you lived through the pandemic. Now you're living through the Naira shortage. You owned a business through both. You ran a business through both. You worked in a business through both. So you can answer this question for me. Which one had a worse impact on business? Why? Why do you think which one had the worst impact on business? You can talk to me about your specific sector, or you can talk to me about the business ecosystem in general. I just want to know which one you think has had a worse impact, a worse business impact. The Naira note scarcity or the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns as a result of the pandemic. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. These are the numbers that you can call us on. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Meg. How are you doing, Sandra? It's been a while.
It has been a while, Meg. Where did you disappear to?
I'm in Lagos, too. We are managing Buhari's last phase.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Okay, for me, your question, you know, I don't know. There's nothing like COVID, Sandra.
Okay.
COVID times were terrible. COVID times were terrible.
Okay.
Really, really terrible.
Okay.
I know that people are going through a lot even now. But at least you can be your neighbor's helper, you know. Mm. I went to church on Sunday and a friend of mine was sitting close to me and was going on about not having money. And I gave him 5,000 naira I wanted to use for my offering and said, okay, I will transfer the offering. Instead of putting cash in an envelope, I would transfer. Mm. You know, so you can sit beside someone and empathize and just get by. Mm. You encourage yourself. But COVID days were horrible.
Mm-hmm.
They were horrible. Businesses were slow. People were not going out.
Mm-hmm.
People were sick. People were dying. Mm-hmm. The news were at least this is just contained in Nigeria.
Right.
At least we are hearing other things that can encourage us in other parts of the world.
Okay.
So COVID times were really bad. And like somebody said earlier, may we not see such again. It takes, like people say, every 100 years. I'm sure by then I'll be resting my bones in somewhere. I don't know where. Then the person who called to say you had a repeat broadcast, I don't see the correlation between what you were asking and that information. It didn't change the content of what you said. I didn't listen to it last week. So for me, it was refreshing hearing it. So if you know it's repeat, and you people do say so from time to time, if this keeps you, why? I don't understand Nigeria. I feel like this kind of situation not they affect the guy. Because if they affect them, you're not going to bring the food box back and you won't be real. Meg, have a nice day, my darling.
Meg, thanks for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. My name is Ade.
Ade, which one was worse for business, COVID or this naira scarcity?
Well, I'm trying to compare. I know what Ganduja is saying. He didn't say this is a war situation, but just trying to compare that because they are doing another philanthropic or palliative season, as the case may be. He's not actually saying it's worse. But really, if you look at it, a lot of people are going to... I just left the filling station now.
Okay.
I was opening all my apps. I was trying all the apps to send money. It's not going. The ATM wasn't going. I was waiting there. I was supposed to have gotten to where I was going 1 hour. I waited there. And look at that time you have waited, the business time, your healthy time and all that. So this is really biting hard economically. Yeah, for COVID, I think the worst side of COVID was people dying and like it was all over the world. But this that is connected to only our country in terms of business, a lot of business. I go to that filling station. It's a very busy filling station. But there are not a lot of people there because people they only want to collect cash. And ATMs are not working. Their POS was not working. Santa was not working. And so terrible. A lot of people, the transporter couldn't even fly because there are no cash. So businesses are really, really being affected. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ade, for calling. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
Hi, Chinay. Pick up calling back.
Chinay, welcome back.
Sandra, see, in fact, this two is uncomparable.
Okay.
You can't compare COVID and other ones. COVID is very, very terrible. In fact, Sevi, you are the one that's giving us the figure. Every day you come, Sandra will tell us 1,000 people. 2,000. The number is increasing. Wash your hand regularly. This one, hello?
I'm here.
This one is just, in fact, based on what this man said, Abraham Lincoln, that anything that is not key, make it stronger. So we will still come out stronger. That's what I know. This one is not like COVID. COVID is worse. It's like leprosy, honestly.
All right. Thank you for calling, Chinaya. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, Sandra.
How you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
Okay, my name is Jasmine.
Welcome, Jasmine.
Okay, for me, COVID was bad.
Okay.
But it's not like this cash restriction. Why? Because for COVID, I work for a business.
Okay.
We do import wine.
Okay.
COVID, our brand owners, everybody knows COVID is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But this one is cash restrictions. They don't really know what's happening in Nigeria.
Mm.
Yes, they might know some part of it, but they don't know what the citizens are really suffering.
Right.
I went to the market yesterday, tried to speak to my customer, and I went there. Everybody was just looking at me. They said, Madam, this one was so... Nobody, they come ask you, even if they want buy, they go say, okay, they collect
transfer.
Now 20,000 I get to. Now 20,000 be my limit to. They'll buy something little. But COVID, we all knew everywhere was shut down. So if business is wearing working, for this one, businesses are working, but you're not seeing anybody coming to buy.
Yeah.
So I think this one is worse than COVID.
Okay, thank you very much for calling to share. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll stay on this a bit because I also want to expand the conversation, sort of. You know, I want to just, you know, just expand it small, right? And you know, ask you what you think we're going to get out of this one. Because at least COVID shall give us remote work. You know, you have lots of people who are working from home now. Lots of people who have not seen the insides of an office since 2020. You know, when you think about this policy, what could it give us? So think about that, you know, just sit with it for a bit. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll expand the conversation into that as well. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. 99.3
Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Which was worse for business? Naira note scarcity or COVID lockdowns?
You earn a living. You probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the billion-dollar valuation of
Balogun and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuels on Fro was 4,000.
Balogun and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Today's business hard fact is that the central bank says that the Naira redesign has reduced cash in circulation from 2.7 trillion Naira to 900 billion Naira in 2 months. So this policy has removed about 1.8 trillion worth of Naira notes from the streets. 66%. I told you before the break, when we started the show, that for every 3,000 Naira in cash circulating 2 months ago, we only have 1,000 Naira today. What effect has that had on businesses? What effect has that had on the customers of these businesses? Have two-thirds of the businesses that were using cash 2 months ago adjusted? Two-thirds of their customers, have they adjusted? Governor Ganduje doesn't think so. I told you what he said before the break. He said, now, of course, you know, he hates the Naira redesign. And he launched a relief program for poor households affected by the lack of cash on Monday. And while he was doing that, he compared the current situation to the COVID-19 pandemic. He called it COVID-23, caused by the CBN. And like I said before the break, we covered COVID a lot on Hard Facts, the same way we've been covering this Naira scarcity, Naira redesign, Naira swap policy quite a lot on Hard Facts as well. You know, we've spent a lot of time talking about these two things and how it has impacted everything, you know. And before the break, I said to you that you have lived through both of them. You've lived through the pandemic. You're living through the Naira shortage now. You owned a business through both. You ran a business through both. You worked in a business through both. So you are actually the only one who can answer for me which one has had a worse impact on businesses. I've been getting very interesting calls since we started the conversation. But like I said, before we went on that break, I also want to expand the conversation a little bit. So lockdowns gave us work from home, right? What will the Naira scarcity give us? Because something good came out of lockdowns. A bit of silver lining, if you like. Remote work, it boomed. Lots of businesses figured out ways to work remotely, not just in Nigeria, globally. Globally, remote work became a normal part of business, you know, especially in parts of the service sector like tech. It also meant that more Nigerians could get jobs in other countries without moving to those countries. So many young Nigerians getting paid at foreign rates while living here. Even for local jobs, Seth, in some sectors, you now have more flexibility about going to the office. So the lockdowns give us something. People are going on Zoom meetings now, doing virtual conferences, webinars, all sorts of things. Lockdowns give us something. I wonder if the Naira scarcity will give us anything like that. Already, I'm seeing that in some parties, at least in Lagos, event planners now give you like a party note, you know. So since there's no Naira to spray at parties, they now have party notes that people spray at these parties. I think that's pretty innovative. I think it's pretty genius. But that seems very like small time. I don't know if that's like major enough. Is there something that will emerge from this attempt to adapt to this thing that will improve some part of doing business in Nigeria? I don't know. What do you think? And if you can't see anything, that's also okay. 0700-993-993-993. The lockdowns give us remote work. What will the Naira note scarcity give us, if anything? And then back to the main questions I was asking before the break. You lived through the pandemic. You're living through this as a business owner, as a worker, a staff of a business, an employee of labor, an employee of a business, an employer of labor. Which one had a worse impact on business? Why do you think that one had a worse impact on business? You can talk to me about your specific sector, or you can talk to me about the business ecosystem in general. I just want to know which one you think has had a worse impact on business, the Naira note scarcity or the COVID-19 pandemic and lockdowns. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. You're listening to our business segment, Balogun and Broad, on Hard Facts. Let's talk. WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good evening. Please give us a call back if you can. 99.3. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good day.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Alexander.
Alexander, welcome. What do you think?
I think it may give us a sense of belonging.
A sense of belonging? Explain that.
Yeah, not to spend anyhow. Again.
Okay. It's going to make us not spend anyhow anymore.
Yeah, just okay. Like no shishi from Obi.
Okay.
Yeah, so you give you relaxed mood, make you to plan your life again.
Okay.
Financially, you think you go back to your drawing board.
Mm.
You know, you only have access to 1,000 naira. You manage yourself within that 1,000. I think if you come out from this, it's great things to Nigerians. Don't want to learn.
Mm.
So we need more to be conservative now.
Okay, conservative, that caller says. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. 99.3, hello.
Hey, hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Femi.
Hi, Femi. What do you think?
Yeah. Of the two, COVID and this, I think I felt the impact of the COVID more than this.
Okay.
Reason because for the past 2 years I don't hold cash on me. I've been used to transfer.
Okay.
So when this case came, this one is not even affecting me at all.
Okay.
And again, I have a small business that at least I'm able to open my business and cash is coming in little by little.
What business?
It's a business center.
Okay.
It's a computer business center.
Center. Okay.
It's bringing a cash little by little.
Okay.
I think. To me, this one is better. And on the advantage that we're likely going to get from this one,
mm-hmm.
I think people will be more exposed to tech.
Okay.
Particularly because of this cash crunch, I spend less now.
Okay.
I spend less now. And the banking industry are also going to make more profit because as we are making transfer, they are making more profit. And Nigeria as a whole is also going to be getting more of the VAT.
Okay.
Those are the things I think I
could come out of this.
From my office.
Yes. Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling to share IGR. Well, IGR is always a good thing, I guess. 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3. Hello.
Hey, Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Helen.
Well, Helen, welcome. What do you think?
Okay, what do I think?
Mm.
Well, COVID was worse because it had to do with life.
Okay.
And again, one of the advantages of the COVID was that it brought out the humanity in every human being on earth.
Okay.
Most of us go to work, we don't care about other people, but during COVID, we were forced, you know, to sit down and start caring about one another.
Okay.
Now, this cash crunch, one of the major advantages, which I know, you know, government expected, or investors of security, is that we've now had cases of kidnapping. And I am also aware that the former CBN governor, Sanusi, introduced cashless policy. Lagos and a few other states were used for pilot run. And, you know, with this, what we are going through now, more and more people will embrace it.
Okay.
They will embrace it.
Mm.
And it's not just the transfer part of it. Every business should be owners to go and get POS machines so that we can swipe.
Mm.
We don't need to be carrying cash anymore.
Mm.
And of course, people are more prudent.
Mm.
You know,
they
spend money on necessary what they need and not unnecessary.
Hmm.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Let's take a look at messages we have on WhatsApp, shall we? Because we've got like 4 minutes and if I don't go to WhatsApp, they'll riot. Dewale says, we have heard of people dying of hunger, people falling down in queues and dying. So who is saying that this cannot be compared? I've not heard of these ones. Adewale, you don't come. Adewale, you don't come. We've got OC who says, Naira scarcity has made me think properly before I spend. Again, it lowers the high expectations for black tax from family members. Ah, that one, do. Black tax is, you know, for those of you who are doing a bit better than maybe your siblings or cousins or extended family members who are not doing as well as you are. People are always calling you money for this, money for that. But now that there's Naira scarcity, you can use Naira scarcity as an excuse. No money. Well, see, that one day too. But it's temporary, so I don't know if it has that much of an effect on black tax. We've got Harry who says, the lockdown was far worse. People had to stay home, couldn't go to bank to pick cash. Even markets were closed. On the good side, more businesses will embrace virtual platforms. Abuse of Naira will reduce. All right, Harry, thank you for your message. Ifanyi says, COVID was more deadly than this cash crunch. This monetary policy is not a bad one for us as Nigerians. To me, it's a welcome policy. Adam says, I agree that we should manage, but Nigerians will never tire managing since 1960, Seth. All right, Adams. Livinus from Egbeda says, COVID-19 was worse regarding my nature of business. And I still believe that no serious businessman will compare total lockdown and cash redesign. Then physical shops were completely shut down and very few people knew about online. Livinus, thanks for your message. Vincent says, I think Ganduje just wants to score cheap goals. COVID-19 and currency redesign is incomparable. During COVID, many people lost their jobs. Some went back to the village. Many shops were closed. Even foodstuff sellers couldn't open for fear of hoodlums. And those who earned their living through daily jobs couldn't feed their families because everywhere was shut. All these APC governors are just being ridiculous in their reasoning. All right, Vincent. Kayode in Ikotun says, COVID-19 lockdown is a natural occurrence or phenomenon. Naira scarcity is man-made to deal with unseen economic reality. Kayode, thank you for your message. We've got Jamiu in Igbesa who says, I think Naira scarcity is worse than COVID-19 for business. During COVID-19, you have access to cash. No network problem. You can transact business online easily without network issues. We've got this one here. COVID-19 lockdown was worse than Naira redesign on business. During COVID, markets were closed down. Many lost their jobs. People can't even visit their loved ones. In fact, COVID lockdown was the worst experience, but Naira scarcity is a bit light because businesses are still striving their transfers and the money in your bank account is still your own. If we survive during COVID, we will survive Naira scarcity. This too shall pass. You didn't leave your name, but thank you very much for your message. This message here Simply says, Naira swap is worse. You didn't leave your name. Esther from Yaba says, during COVID, people actually died from the sickness. We couldn't interact. Everyone was wearing face masks, using hand sanitizers. COVID was worse. Business wasn't even moving then. This Naira scarcity is just a phase that will pass. And to be sincere, transfers have been working for me. Even me, to be honest. Like, my transfers, 9 times out of 10, they work. 9 times out of 10, my transfers have worked. We've got a message here from Sir Ken. Sir Ken says, COVID was worse for business because there really was no business. Fair enough. Joy Nigondo says, I think unavailability of cash is worse because during lockdown, transactions were going through. Money was available, but now nothing is going through. COVID-19 didn't last longer. All right. Joy says, I couldn't sell online. Sandra, if I say that redesign is worse, it means I did play. Redesign is better. We need to adapt. It has come, so let us adapt. IK with that message there. Abe is the final message I'll take on this. Abe says, the gains of the cash crunch, winning war on inflation, winning war on kidnapping and security, our currency will be kept intact and be preserved. All right, Abe, from Agege, thank you very much for your message. Don't go away, because if you want to get into the export business, after the news at 6, from 6:15 to 6:45, I will have an expert talking to you about exports. Then from 6:45 to 7, let's talk about parental curses. Do they work? Are they acceptable?